got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720, and we were proud to have in studio the one and only, I'm sure the one and only, Japanese Hank Williams, Yoshi Sigaguchi from the North Suburbs. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank
Accompanied
you
by nice. His friend on guitar, Dr. Tim Duggan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Nice,
Dr.
Duggan.
Nice to see
so,
you.
So this is quite a story. We've known each other for a while, Yoshi.
Yes.
That track you just heard was from a record you said that you did about 50 years ago.
Right.
Yoshi Sings Hank and Marty.
Right.
So you recorded that in Japan.
Yes.
And how does someone in Japan find out about Hank Williams and Marty Robbins?
Well, right after the war, American occupation forces came, and I studied records, also the American broadcasting, and there's a program. So I listened to it and then wrote it down the lyrics, and they remembered about 1,500 songs.
1,500 songs. Yeah. Now, you told me one time that you listened to a lot of American country music as a way to learn English.
Right.
Right.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Now, well, people, listeners will be able to figure out your age, and correct me if these numbers are a little off, but you began singing at age 17. This would have been around 1948.
Right.
For American servicemen.
Exactly.
Because you were in the port. So
right.
Talk about that.
Yokosuka, yeah, Yokosuka, yes.
Tell me about where you lived. And
I was born in Yokosuka, which is a Navy town. So my father was Navy officer. So I was born there and then studied in Japanese. So English, during the war, I didn't learn anything. So, but after the war, I have to learn English seriously because Japan is occupied by U.S.
Sure.
That's how I came into the country music.
And yeah. It was some of the Americans. You were singing, I mean, some of the early songs you were singing were like, it was Eddie Arnold and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly, at that time. Also, the very famous program was Homer and Jethro.
Homer and Jethro.
He's a very funny guy, you know.
Well, Jethro Burns was from Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He played with Steve Goodman in his later years and stuff.
Oh,
yeah. They were. So you like them?
Yeah. Funny, yeah.
But it was the American servicemen. We introduced you as the Japanese Hank Williams, but it was the American servicemen who gave you that
exactly,
title.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, actually, I made a band for ourselves. It's called Western Jamboree.
Western Jamboree?
And stayed in the camp like two years, all the way through. So there was a club in town, also camp. Inside a camp, the theaters, so I sang there too.
You sang there?
And most of the time, I never named myself Japanese Hank Williams, but GIs and all those soldiers call me, "Hey Hank, how about your cheating heart?" That's why my nickname became Japanese Hank Williams.
What was it about the Hank Williams material that you liked? What drew you to Hank Williams?
He's got like 300 songs in his, I love those songs.
Now, Dr. Duggan, how did you get into Yoshi's world?
Well, sometimes there's a number of wonderful things about having children, and this is one of them. My daughter, Liesl, is best friends with Yoshi's granddaughter, Kumi. And they have been best friends since kindergarten. They're now going into sixth grade. And so naturally, we got to know Kumi's parents, Tom and Chica. And then I got to know Yoshi because he's living with them now. And we got to chatting. And about music and whatnot, and he shared his design book with me also, which I was really impressed by. And then so we this really gave us the first opportunity, though, to play together, which I've been playing music for years, too. So I'm a great big Hank Williams fan, too, so it was just kind of natural.
You play country folk, bluegrass. You have your own CD out, Obscurity?
Yeah, Obscurity is the last work, yep.
Yeah. So what's it like playing with Yoshi?
It's wonderful, and I'm thrilled to be here. It's just having his passion for the music is infectious, and I also like the simplicity of it. You know, it reminds me sometimes we, as musicians, we want to impress people, and it's really with how many notes we can play, and it's really about just the song, serving the song.
You're right, and then that's exactly right, and then there's a real genuine aspect to what you're hearing.
Yeah.
It's really, really pure and genuine.
Yeah.
So I want to set, you're going to do a live song for us here in a minute, but I kind of want to set it up a little bit. So I want to get a little bit more into your history, but I want to set the song up. You opened the El Paso restaurant in 1961.
Yeah, right.
In Tokyo.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so this is great. So, like, Hank Snow would come to the El Paso?
No. That was
Ferlin Husky? No?
Ferlin Husky.
Ferlin Husky. Yeah. And so it was like a Western, kind of a country/Western restaurant in Tokyo.
Right. So we serve jambalaya, the kind of thing.
You serve jambalaya.
Jambalaya, right.
You served top of the morning steak, I remember. You were telling me that.
Oh, that's right.
Top of the morning steak. Nothing like a good steak to start the day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. And how did that go?
It didn't go well because Subway was building right under a restaurant for Tokyo Olympic in 1964
were the Olympics.
Right? Yeah. So they shut down the street like 7 in the afternoon. So nobody can come except
the workers.
Americans. Comes in, soldiers, you know, they don't care. No? And also the stewardess from Swiss Air, they came to our restaurant.
Did you pick the name because of the Marty Robbins song?
He
had a song called, I think it's on your record, he had a song called El Paso.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to talk about food because the song you're going to do for us, trying to lead into that, is going to be Jambalaya, right?
That's right.
So do you want to take it away?
Yeah, sure.
Yoshi and Dr. Duggan with Hank Williams' Jambalaya.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go me a mile. Me gotta go pull the payroll down the bio. My bones is this 1 mile. Son of a gun will have been found on the bio. Jambalaya, crossy pine, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Charo Mio. Pick it up, feel for John B. Gale. Son of a gun will have it fun on the bio. TV door, fountain door, place it buzzing. King called, come see one by the dozen. Dressing style, go hog wild, me a mile. Son of a gun will have the fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shallow Mio. Pick it up, fearful jambigayo. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bio. Settle down far from town, get me a pillow. And I'll catch all the fish in the bio. So my mom to buy a bone or she need all. Son of a gun will have a fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish, pan, filet, gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Sharon Mio. Pick guitar, feel for John Bigayo. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bayou. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bayou.
Very good. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, so I was thinking when you were playing that, when you were young and playing these songs in Japan, what was your vision of America? What did you think about? What was the landscape? What came into your mind when you were singing these songs? And Hank Williams is American poetry.
I know. Japan lost the war miserably. And my father and my brother couldn't work because they are like prisoner of war. And in the meantime, my two brothers died as kamikaze pilots, one in Taiwan, one in Okinawa. But my love for country music overcame those sadness. So now I am country singer. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tremendous sadness.
Thank you.
Yeah. What does Yoshi mean, you told me once? What is
Yoshi means good.
Yeah, yeah. What did your parents do? What did they do for a living?
Father was a Navy officer, and he couldn't work after the war.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the only one who can make money for the family. That's why I started country music. Yeah.
Well, what was your path? I mean, so we left off when you started singing at 17. How did you start making money in country music? Did you start, what was your first big breaks and things like that?
I think it's lots of camps, Navy, sometimes.
Navy camps?
Yeah. Battleship or something like that.
Battleships?
Went there and sang, yeah. At the time, I had a band already called Tokyo Jamboree. They had a program about that Tokyo Jamboree in the American radio station. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I happen to be a country Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break for some spots. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and do a couple more songs.
Okay.
And I want to get into your career here in Chicago.
Okay.
And design and all that, too.
That's right. Thank you.
So don't go away.
Okay.
I'm Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rogers Cantina. Music was playing, Kalina would fall.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720, and we're here in studio with Yoshi Sekiguchi and Dr. Tim Duggan, and we're talking about Yoshi's magnificent career as a country singer.
Thank you.
We call you the Japanese Hank Williams, but your songbook goes beyond that.
Oh,
you and I are huge Haggard fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Next record will be Yoshi Sings More Haggard.
Is that going to be your next record? What do you think, Dr. Duggan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Haggard. Talk about, one time I went and visited you, and I remember you had all those Haggard, you had a bunch of Haggard records around your house. You had
exactly,
the Hank Williams box set.
Yeah, that's right.
So why did you like Merle so much?
I think he was in prison for a long time, but he overcame that minus point. And he's a good composer and singer, and also a guitar player. He plays a fiddle too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. That's my favorite song. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
That's in Japanese. Oretachi. Oretachi. Muskagi. Marijuana sonai. In Japanese. Yeah.
You told me once that I think it's important for listeners to know you set me up. I went to Tokyo in 2000, and you told me of where I could find some good live music clubs.
Right, right.
But I think you said that in Tokyo, country music was kind of a high society thing because of the English. We're talking about Haggard, where in the States it's more of a working class thing.
Exactly.
Can you talk about that, how it got to be high society?
I think country music, to understand the wording, was you have to learn lots of English. So Japanese people are not too good speaking English. So that's why I learned from the song.
Yeah.
Easy to remember words hearing the song.
Right.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
Well, I can't remember the name of the club, obviously.
Tennessee was there. Big one.
It was you know what it reminded me of? I don't know. It reminded me of the old Sundowners Club here in old Double R Ranch in Chicago. You sent me to a place, and it was kind of underneath. It was real small. But what I remember about it was, they had a Japanese band, and they were singing crazy in English. It was just a weird experience.
Actually, that band I used to play, the first time I sang country music in America, was that Greyhound station, downtown Greyhound station.
Here?
There's a little stage on it.
Yeah, so that's where, here in Chicago.
Yeah,
that's the place I'm talking about. It's called the Double R Ranch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you sang there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Also, the same band played for me at my 60th birthday.
Oh, the Sundowners?
Yeah, Sundowners.
Yeah, those were great guys.
Yeah, you know.
Did you know Dr. Duggan? Yeah.
I'm not originally from here, so I've only been in Chicago about 10 years, like hearing about these legendary places.
Yeah, our friend of the show, John Langford, when he first came to town from England with the Mekons and all that, they would go there and sit in, and that's how they learned to dress. They would go to Alcala's.
Oh, I see.
Over there on Chicago Avenue. But they were always welcoming about letting people come on the stage.
Oh,
John Entwistle from The Who played with the Sundowners.
God. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I didn't know that. You played there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I digress.
Yeah.
Dr. Duggan, you...
You can call me Tim.
Okay. you work with kids. I just saw a story last night about a class that's being done in Minnesota about Bob Dylan, and some millennials don't even know who Bob Dylan is. For both of you guys, when you're playing this music and playing Hank Williams or Marty Robbins or Merle Haggard, how do younger people respond to it, for both of you?
Well, they like it. I mean, and I found I do a lot of work at Amundsen High School, you know, through a partnership that we have with Northeastern Illinois University. And we started an open mic there, and the students come out, and one of the students sang Killing Me Softly, the old Roberta Flack song, at one of the open mics. And it was terrific. It's like, how did she even know? I'll throw out some old tunes, and they respond because they like music. Kids get it.
Yeah.
If something's good, they like it. They don't seem too hung up on genre or anything.
Yoshi, do you sing these songs like for your grandchildren and relatives and stuff? And how do they respond?
Not really.
You just keep it to yourself.
That's right.
Oh. Well, they know about your career in music, don't they?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Well, and my daughter's getting into fiddle through the Old Town School, you know, and that's a great resource here in Chicago, too, that those kids learning these old-time fiddle tunes and old-time folk tunes. So, because you're right, otherwise they've never heard of them. I remember being in front of a high school class and saying something about Neil Young, and it was blank faces. They had no idea who he was.
Yeah, they're giving these kids in Minnesota, like, tours of where Dylan hung out in Minneapolis just so they could get their head around who Bob Dylan was. We're going to do another live song. Yoshi, I want you to set this up. You told me a story about this song that I didn't even know.
Oh.
But I saw the light.
Yeah, I saw the light.
So tell me about how this song came together.
Well, actually, Hank Williams, after the stage, he always sleep in the back seat. And
back seat of the car?
Car, yeah.
That's
car.
How he died,
yeah,
right?
Because he had, you know,
he drank a
drinks
bit.
On the
yeah.
stage. So
we shouldn't be laughing about that.
The house was near the airport.
The house is near the airport.
Which has a red flashing lights. So very close to the house, and Ollie said, "Hank, you get up." I saw the light, and so Hank said, "I saw the light, huh? Maybe I'll make a song." so he wrote this song in 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna play it now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I wander so aimless, I feel the same. I wouldn't let my deceiver ring. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and cares, I dream my own. And like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray, but straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We'll be back with more from the Japanese Hank Williams after this on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720 with Yoshi Segaguchi, the Japanese Hank Williams, and Tim Duggan accompanying him on guitar. Thank you so much for coming down to the studio. There you heard it. You heard from Yoshi Sings Hank and Marty. You heard a little bit of Cold Cold Heart in Japanese.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Do they prefer back home? Do they prefer English or Japanese versions?
Actually, Japanese people cannot read or write. So I like part of songs I change into Japanese so people will know.
I see. So, okay, so you're in Japan, you're singing the country music, and you come to the United States in 1964.
Right.
I think you told me once you first came to San Francisco.
No, actually, landed in, it was on a boat, President Lines. It's a ship.
Oh, the ship.
Passenger ship.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was cheaper than... Actually, at that time, there was no direct flight.
There was no direct flight?
Yeah, from Japan to Japan and America.
And you only had... You brought $500.
Right.
And I think you said at one time, did you... So where did you first hit in the United States? What was your first big city?
Actually, I got a friend to ranch, Wild Horse Ranch.
The ranch, yeah.
Yeah. Owner and his wife.
The Millers. I remember their name.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Miller, yeah. In Yokohama. So I showed them around Tokyo, Yokohama area. So I got friends. So they invited me to come to the ranch, and I can say, as long as I want.
And where was the ranch at?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay, so
big cactus country. Yeah. You know?
but you've never seen cacti in.
No.
So then, what brought you to Chicago?
Chicago, one of the guests from the Wild Horse Ranch was in Chicago. One is in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. So they invited me to come whenever I come to that area. So we got friend to them. And Wisconsin one is that.
And so when did you settle in Chicago?
I don't know why.
But you first came here, I mean, you first came into the city, but you went to the northern suburbs for a long time. You've lived up in the northern suburbs for a long time.
Highland Park.
And you have had a family.
Right.
Tell us about your family. Get everybody, all the family members in.
Exactly.
Your wife, I know you just lost her, but your wife and kids, tell us who everybody in your family is.
Right.
Their names.
Yeah.
Your daughters are?
Lisa, he's the eldest one. Second one, daughter is Chika. Chica came from Chicago.
Yeah, she had a band once I have here in my notes. Remember? Little Shiphead?
We got to say that carefully. Right.
S-H-I-P,
Youngest one is Judy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had three kids.
Right.
And you had a great life in Highland Park.
Yeah.
And you got into design.
That's right.
And so tell us a little about your design stuff. I'm really intrigued. You worked for Playboy. You worked for, you did design for VIP, the magazine.
That's right. Yeah.
What was that? How did you hook up with them?
VIP means very important Playboy. And it's a seasonal, like four times a year magazine. So it's a, I work really quick. So I got lots of time left. So Hefner was my direct boss. So he said, Yoshi, you can travel. Like at that time, Playboy has like 50-some clubs and hotels.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide.
This was 1971.
Yeah, exactly. So I traveled and bring all my family. So Hefner is paying for this. You know?
Oh, Hefner was paying for it. Did you know Hefner at all? I mean,
yeah.
And he would. You told me once. Well, tell the listeners. He would. You did a design, and he would write. What would he write? And that was like a big deal.
Great spread or something. Hefner's initial.
And that was gold. That was like a big deal.
That's right.
That was very important.
Nobody cannot get that honor. Yeah.
Were you singing at the same time? Did Hefner know that you were singing? You'd kind of put the singing aside.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then you did the Yoshimation.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, do you know about the Yoshi Meishi?
Well, he was explaining it to me with the where the picture moves when your mind moves. I mean, I've seen that before.
Well,
I had no idea.
It was great, yeah. I want you to talk about Sony and Burger King and all that. But yeah, the one you showed me, I still got it. Dan, he did one for, I don't know if it was a prototype for Haggard, for George Dickel.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
right.
Yoshimation of George Dickel drinking
that's
a shot
right.
of,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, of Haggard drinking a shot of George
yeah,
Dickel.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does Yoshimation work?
It's very good. Yeah. Actually,
it works well.
Actually, I did Disney.
Well, you designed, you told yeah. me you designed four different animated cups to promote the movie Last Action
right.
Hero.
That's for
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
that's
the
right.
former governor.
Yeah, exactly. Governor, right.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
And the Cubs sold Cubs. 16 million.
Yeah, 16 million.
And that
right.
was Yoshimation.
Yeah, great.
So again, so the...
that's the one that the cup is like top white and bottom smaller. And it's very hard to put those grid over it. So the... Actually, the images are two separate images, and as the grid moves, it shows one by one. So it gives animation. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that
wow.
was lots of fun.
So you've done real well with those.
Yeah.
So you've stayed active. We've talked on and off on the show. You know, we've talked about seniors and the elderly and stuff, and it's important to stay active. You're still in the game, right?
That's right.
What?
Yeah. Very much.
I hope so.
Tim, how do you feel when you play with him? How do you feed off of his energy? He's 86 years old.
It's inspiring to me, but also just thinking about, you know, music is one of those things that people never really retire from, right? You keep playing music as long as you're living. And as somebody who's been playing music now for 40 years, I'm hoping 30 years from now that I'm doing it as well. And so it's really inspiring. Plus, it's just relaxing and fun,
yeah.
you know, to play without that any kind of pressure. And that's one of the gifts that older people give us.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so people can find your music. When was the last time you played out? You played a book release party for me.
That's right.
Remember back in 2000?
I know.
Yeah.
And
I think you played with John Langford
yeah,
at that.
I know.
At Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
You had a. Were you there? It was great.
Yeah,
it was a,
yeah.
yeah. When was the last time you played out just in front of people?
Some
probably that. Probably 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are. There is a website. Mm-hmm. People can find your music.
Right.
And what is the website? We're going to have to spell this.
YoshiSekiguchi.com.
Okay. And, Tim, why don't we spell that real slow?
Okay. YoshiSekiguchi.com.
Thank you. Thank you. And you'll be able to find some music there of your music. You'll be able to find some pictures.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have questions. I mean, you write these great emails. You always write me these emails like at midnight, 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
they're nocturnal. So how long were you married? I know you just lost your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. About, we got married when I was 30. My wife was about 5 years younger. So she passed away.
Just recently, about
yeah,
a year ago?
Recently, yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah. Did she like country music?
No, really. Her love was Doris Day.
She liked Doris Day. but I mean, you talked. I thought it was really poignant where you talked earlier about how music, having lost your two brothers as you know kamikaze
yeah,
pilots,
right.
and
yes.
music kept you upbeat and kept you happy. Has this been true through your whole life? Did it help you get through the loss of your wife as well and things like
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
would? Yeah.
Well, I am married to design and the song. So.
Yeah. okay, well, I want to thank you guys for coming down. And this has been a real treat. I really want to share your story with our listener. So we're going to we can fix that with our listeners. So Yoshi Sekiguchi and Tim Duggan.
Duggan,
thank you for coming in. And what are you going to end with tonight? What's going to be the final song you play?
Oh, this is, I chose this for yourself. Since you lost your parents recently.
Right.
And this song, I think it will feel. Oh. Don't cry, though.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming. And what's the title of the song? It's the Hank Williams song, right?
I've just told Mama goodbye.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
It's your Mother's Day. The rose I wore was red, but today I'm saying my first prayer. Mama sighing on her dying bed. I just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned like the flowers may she wither away, and my red rose is turning white. This is the dreaded hour we all must face someday. Yet there's consolation in my heart. She will bloom in the master's bouquet. I just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned tonight like the flower. My red rose is turning white. Her time has come to go, and there's nothing I can do. Only hold her hand and say goodbye. I must stay. Children is through. I've just told Mama goodbye, and now beside her bed I heard her say, I'll meet you someday. I heard her say, I'll meet you someday where the rain.